Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, as we continue screaming at each other about food here, it's not just how a food tastes that will make you want it. It's where you are eating that food. Because no one is here to argue that this wouldn't be delicious. But it's not the right time and place for something like this.
Like where my ass is sitting?
You got it. Oh. You're hanging out in the break room. Runs just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF Subway announced over the weekend that they are now selling a holiday-themed foot-long cookie.
Yep.
Did you see the foot-long cookie?
Yeah, because they've had another cookie that's a foot long too before this.
So Subway has
like
been
a chocolate chip looking thing.
Yep, Subway has been selling several foot long snacks. They had the chocolate chip cookie. They had another type of cookie, and they were selling a foot long pretzel.
Oh, okay.
Along with their sub offerings. Right. Okay. Now I'm not one to get caught up on calories when we have these discussions.
Right.
But this holiday cookie, which looks like it is made of chocolate, has like peppermint shavings on it, and white and regular chocolate chips.
So it looks very Christmassy.
This foot-long cookie has 1,330 calories
in it. You're not supposed to eat the whole thing yourself, even though you're likely ordering it for yourself.
Who are you sharing a foot-long Christmas?
Yeah, because I went out for a sub and a dessert. So the great thing about this cookie is you don't have to make any plans for New Year's Day.
So they debuted, like you said, the giant foot-long cookie. Back last January, right? And here, it's been a massive success enough where they're going to keep rolling these out, it seems. And here's what's weird about that.
What's that?
It seems like a wrong place, wrong time food.
What do you mean?
If I'm walking through the mall and I see someone selling a foot-long cookie, maybe I'll indulge in that.
Yeah.
Because, right, I'm walking, I'm talking, it's like a fun time. If I'm at Seabreeze or the county fair and they're selling a foot-long cookie, well, this is a fun time and I'm out of my element, I'll eat a foot-long cookie there. In the middle of the day, on the way home from work, or eating on lunch, doesn't seem like footlong cookie time.
Yes, it does.
Why is that?
Because every sub shop you go to always has those ginormous chocolate chip cookies sitting right, there. So people are getting their sandwiches and eating these cookies that are the size of Frisbees.
Okay, all right.
They are. They're this goddamn
they're
big.
Okay,
what is the last time you
that
a thick?
Seriously, no. They're like,
that thick.
No, they're like that big, and they are that's thick.
They do make some good cookies.
But it seems like people want a cookie with their sub. That's my point.
Sometimes
no.
It comes in a package.
And they're eating it at lunch. You get a four-pack of damn
things. You get a little side bag of chips and
a
cookie.
It's like a stack of 45.
You guys are talking about two different things. A stack. Kimmy doesn't get that joke at all.
Yes, she does.
Like
Kimmy, what's
records?
A stack?
Records. You're into vinyl.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because you're into vinyl.
Because he doesn't know about food and he's being exposed as a jackass. No, look, man, I understand that people like cookies with their subs. I get the sweet and the salty. What I'm saying
is, don't you get it?
A foot of cookie.
I like how that's the length of cookie. Now you're flabbergasted at when they're selling you foot-long goddamn sandwiches and 42-ounce sodas.
Yeah, oh my God.
You can dock a jet ski in those things.
A standard sub is 12 inches, foot-long sub. That is a standard length of sub.
So we're accustomed to putting already a foot of food into your gullet.
Some more than others, it seems. No, but like a sub is a meal. Mm-hmm. I'm eating a sub for a meal. This is a foot-long snack.
But this is your side.
It's a foot-long. No, you shouldn't. Your side should not be the same length as your meal.
But I think we've caught up. I think it is now. I think the side is also going to be as big as your meal, as your entree.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Here's what I'm getting at, I guess, right? There are some foods that just don't work outside of certain special places. Like, Kimmy, you wouldn't eat Dippin' Dots or cotton candy outside of, like, a circus or a sporting event.
Yeah, sporting event.
Carnival.
Fair, yeah.
Carnival food.
Could you imagine going over to someone's house, they invite you over, right? And you're just talking, they go, and as you're talking, they reach into their pantry, pull out a bag of cotton candy.
I would be grossed out.
But, like, it's no big deal. Yeah. Nom, 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 nom. Right? And we've kept those things separate forever, even as we expand our food universe. Can you guys think of a single carnival or ballpark food, traditional, that is now acceptable to eat at home?
Nachos. Nachos was a restaurant food that made it into the house. Because the only place you used to get nachos was at a restaurant. And now people do them all the time at home.
Yeah, homemade nachos. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. The birth of the that's a house good nacho. One.
Okay, so outside of house nachos, anything else?
I feel like there's some obvious ones we're forgetting.
Well, because like even the hot dog, it's hard to go to a restaurant or like a fast food restaurant and find a hot dog. And even at home, you're not making hot dogs on a regular basis. It's like a cookout thing.
Yeah, it's more of a summertime food.
Right, and that's a standard American food.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe we're missing $1 million idea here.
Which would
home
be...
park food?
Oh, no, not home. 252-WCMF. We're talking about how Subway announced they're releasing a holiday cookie. It's got peppermint shavings on it. It's a foot long. It's got 1,300 calories.
God damn.
And it's surprising because it's such like a fun food that people would be willing to eat stuff like this just on their lunch. Is there a market for carnival restaurant?
Oh, just all carnies? Call it carnies.
Well, I don't... That sounds like... I wouldn't want to eat at a place called carnies, would you? Like a place that'll sell you like bloomin' onions, fried Oreos, a corn dog.
Oh, yeah, of course it would hit.
The whole menu. Okay, let's think about it before you go, oh, people like food, I eat it.
I could say, I think it would have to couple it with something else, like a sports bar.
So Carney Sports Bar.
Right. So you're like, you're watching the game, you're not, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like you're in the element a little bit. And you're eating that kind of like stadium food.
Okay, so it's not like a Subway where I would sit down and concentrate on eating my bloomin' onion. Okay,
but you're hanging and you're watching and you're drinking beer and stuff and you're enjoying all this stuff.
Okay, so
I think that's how you do it.
So you would be selling ballpark food inside a sports bar. An interesting idea.
You like those crazy stuff you get like those Texas State Fair where they deep fry everything and it doesn't even make sense.
Like fried butter?
Yes.
Fried sticko butter.
Right.
You know what's funny is like, you know, your argument is start selling more basic ballpark food in bars, whereas stadiums are going the other way where they're selling
they're going gourmet.
Yeah, they're going legitimate bar appetizers in stadium. Kimmy, would you eat at a restaurant called Carney's that would sell corn dogs and bloomin' onions and fried Oreos?
Hell yeah, especially if it was like a counter service kind of thing where you could just grab whatever you want on a tray and go sit down.
Oh, cafeteria style?
Yeah, I think I'd like that better than actually, it would be weird to like sit down with a menu and have like a waiter or waitress bringing you a corn dog.
Would you like to try the Crystal Pepsi? 252 WCMF. We had asked what like fun foods have made it back into the house. You came up with nachos. Mm-hmm. It's a good one. Might be the only one. Chris is on CMF. Hey, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. The carny food that some people I think eat at home would be like candy apple, caramel apple.
But you made them at your house?
Who eats a candied apple at home, you psycho?
Like, you made it.
They do sell them at Wegmans.
Yeah, they sell them at Wegmans. They sell the kits at Wegmans. That's the only reason I brought it up, because I've seen those before.
All right, Chris, when's the last time you made a candy apple at home?
Never.
Okay. So you do get where I'm going with this question, Chris.
Right, but I'm just saying, you asked, and I've seen them at, like I said, Wegmans.
I do. I remember kids doing this like around Halloween. Like their parents would set up like a candy apple station at their house.
Okay, Chris, would you eat at our restaurant, Carney?
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sounds, that would be an amazing place.
All right.
All the servers are drifters.
Chris, thanks for the call. Bro,
how
this might
does
be our
this not exist
idea?
As a food truck already? Because it seems like easy food to like take with you on the go. Well,
it's too much variety probably for a food truck.
And I would argue that there are food trucks that kind of already do this because you're in like a festival setting.
True.
And you're at a food
That's
truck.
True.
You know
yeah,
I mean?
You wouldn't need it at a food truck.
Like this would be a, I'm sitting down and eating carnival food.
Do you think chicken wings would be something that would fall into that? Because chicken wings didn't start out as a food at home.
No, but it started out as a bar food. I'm right. talking about...
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I look at bar like food as
sticks.
Separate than... Yeah.
Ooh, like, it is at carnivals a lot. I don't know why.
Mozzarella sticks. Can we just yell like mozzarella sticks into a microphone?
Who doesn't love mozzarella sticks?
Dude, but it's so funny, too, with mozzarella sticks, right? Like, how that has become a socially acceptable appetizer. Because if I asked you, like, hey, man, do you want to eat 6 string cheeses in a row? No.
Deep fry.
What if I deep fry them? Yeah, I'm in. All right.
A little marinara sauce. Oh, nice.
252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. Talking about this foot-long Christmas cookie that Subway is selling along their other footlong snacks. Rammer's got the last word. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Duffy, you're a psycho. I don't know how many cookies you tend to eat when there's like a pile of them, but the other night I got a craving for homemade chocolate chip cookies. By the time I got done baking them, I had probably scarfed down a dozen.
No, look, so, I'm not saying that. You're right. Once I get into a box of cookies, I'm like a dog in the garbage can, right?
My point is, look at the square inches. It's like if you get one of those big Frisbee-sized cookies versus a foot-long cookie, it's probably the same amount of cookie. The only problem is you just can't take the whole thing in your mouth at one point in time, right?
Well, I mean, look, we can't all be as talented as you, Rammer.
Hey, so going, you know, the other thing is that this Carney idea, that's and I wanted to call in last time you had that conversation. That's exactly the restaurant that should go into that building down in Charlotte.
Carney's.
All carnival food.
Ooh.
Fried dough, nachos, corn dogs,
ooh,
all that. That place, huge hit. Let's go. Let's set it up. I'll finance it.
Okay, yeah, Rammer's going to finance it. Oh, I got 12 cookies to offer.
We might even get a Lugia's truck down there for the summer.
Let's do it. Rammer, thanks for the call, buddy. That's actually the smartest
Carney's,
thing Rammer's ever said.
The Carney's stand.
Carney's at Charlotte.
Yeah, it's love a perfect... Perfect atmosphere.
Boom! Yeah. But see, here's the thing. It's not what we're aiming for because it's actually a fun atmosphere.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
I'm talking about, Carney's would be in like a strip mall.
Carney's on the Jeff. That's what you call it.
Carney's on the Jeff.
I'm out of the idea.
Why? That's a great name.
I have retracted my idea and you can't use it.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.